This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The pandemic has taken a toll on many Americans' mental health and fueled a surge in substance use. Overdose deaths accelerated during the first months of the pandemic. Dr. Joseph Lee is the incoming president and CEO of the Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation. Dr. Lee, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Loneliness can lead to substance use and addiction, and a lot of people have been dealing with isolation and depression in this pandemic. How has that shown up in your work at the clinic?
Well, we've known that addiction, for example, is a disease of loneliness, and we also know that people heal together. And so we prepared for an increase in overdoses, increased in mental health concerns. We thought this would happen, and we did the best we could to keep our doors open, use virtual platforms and other technological applications to really meet people where they're at. And I think there's a silver lining, which is that I think for the first time in a while, the average American understands what it's like to be lonely. And if we can capitalize on that empathy, I think we can do some great things, policy changes, freeing up resources, really fighting the stigma that keeps people sick for way too long with addiction.
Have you actually seen an increase in demand for treatment during the pandemic?
Yes, we saw a lot of increased demand, but we see the demand increasing even more in the aftermath of the pandemic.
Why is that?
Well, I think there's been a big toll. Many people who were at risk are developing problems. We see statistics that show that those trends are occurring. And once they start to feel safe to engage in treatment again, I think there will be an increased demand over the next year or two.
This past year has widened and exposed both economic divides, racial divides in so many ways. Overdoses surged among Black Americans during the first few months of the pandemic. They were flat or declined for white Americans. On the economic side, even outside a pandemic in which millions of people lost their jobs, rehabilitation is seen as an option for the well-off. And the Hazelden Betty Ford Clinic is a private clinic. You take private insurance, but not Medicaid or Medicare. How do more people get access to treatment as more people need it?
Yeah, on the one hand, we've always spoken for marginalized people with substance use disorders, but we've done so for a narrow demographic, and we accept that. And so I think symbolically, but also personally, it matters to me, being an immigrant, being a person of color. The very first meeting I had as CEO was with our diversity, equity, and inclusion group and our people of color group. And it was a very heartfelt and emotional meeting because we all recognized that we had a lot of work to do. And so I think it means that we have to be very creative in reaching out to different communities and seeing how we can partner and to be humble in those partnerships. It will be a journey, but I'm confident and emboldened that we can make progress there.
We were already dealing with the opioid epidemic before this pandemic hit. How have those two intersected?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, even prior to the pandemic, we were dealing with an increase in suicide rates, overdose rates. We were still dealing with an ever-evolving opioid epidemic, which is just a slice of addiction, by the way. Alcohol, nicotine, other substances are still out there, may not get the same amount of news, but they were ravaging in many ways. And the pandemic just poured gasoline on that fire. And just like you spoke of with the diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, you know, just like people weren't affected the same by the pandemic, institutions and healthcare sectors also weren't affected the same. And so I think it made it tougher for people with substance use disorders from all walks of life to get the kind of help they needed in a pandemic setting, sometimes because of their access issues, but also because many of the providers that were providing treatment were also under strain, and that made it doubly tough.
Dr. Joseph Lee is the incoming president and CEO of the Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.